I'd say probably the best game as a Wildcat so far since I've been here. I thought I did well defensively, crashing the all board, just being that defensive anchor inside the paint. So I was really impressed by the performance.
Obviously, there's some minutes there to make up as Miles to sort of adjust and stuff like that. Enjoying getting some more time in on the court, obviously, and I guess how you sort of trying to make more impact.
Yeah, definitely. Anytime you can get on the court, it's always good. Just trying to get like more chemistry going, all the guys on the team. I'm a new guy here, and like every minute I can get with everybody on the court, it's always great.
You've been starting final season, Miles has now come in and sort of taken that spot. Did that spur you on to have such a good game?
Not really. I approach every game the same way. Just got to go out there and do my role the best as I can, and let everything else take care of itself.
Has him coming in changed your role?
Not at all. I just got to do the same thing, come in, play defense, rebound the ball, and just be another big out there.
Obviously, he hasn't been here for long, but has he taught you anything about, because he's a very different player to what Dario was and what a lot of guys are in the league. Has he shown you anything that you're able to work on?
He's shown me a lot, obviously. He's a great player, he's played in the NBA with a lot of experience, so I've been able to pick his brain. Just all the little things you can do as a big man to keep growing your game, and it's been great having him here.
Does it help to train against him as a monster that he is and the athletic ability he's got to allow you to hone different parts of your game?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm going against him in practice every day. It definitely helps me because he's very different. He's probably the most athletic big that we've ever had. And every time you go against that, you just get better as a player.
Who does he remind you of when you're playing? Again, there's obviously a lot of good big blokes in the league. Who's he most like out of your opponents?
Like in Australia?
Yeah, in Australia. In the NBL at the moment.
I would probably like Sean Long because they're very athletic. They block shot, dunks, so it's like it's more like Sean Long pretty much.
We just saw him blocking the hell out of shot after shot.
Then
what was that training session like?
You get that every day. He's going to go and block everything, so I'm trying to throw a shot fake in there every now and then. So, yeah, it's been great.
How much confidence is that instill in the team as well, getting out there for game day?
Really big. It just gives you that defensive anchor inside the paint, so you don't really have to worry about your like getting beat. So he's always going to be there to help you with the shot blocking ability. So it really is good to have him down there.
Got New Zealand this week. What do you guys have to do to win? They're coming up, obviously, for that, but a good run.
They've been playing really good lately. So we have a couple of days here to prepare for them. So they do a lot of middle pick and rolls. So we've just been getting ready, working on that, so it's going to be a big key in stopping them.
You know them, a lot of them pretty well from playing with them. Knowing that they're on a bit of a roll and having to keep going to make finals, what would their attitude be at the moment?
They're really feeling good about themselves. Obviously, they beat the top two teams. They beat Sydney the other day and Melbourne yesterday, so they're going to be feeling really good. So it's going to be up to us to try and slow them down. He's got to be ready for them.
So almost a comical situation at the end of the game the other day where Devondre Walker had no idea that the game was played out with percentages rather than the traditional way of finishing, just dribbling the ball out. Yeah. What's been the change of mindset for players having to get their heads around the fact that this game's still going and we can't just let Wani go and dunk?
Yeah, it's always tough. You know, you never really know because in your head, like, oh, the game is over. You're up by like double digits, but like with the way the ladder is going at the moment, like every point counts, so you're always trying to get that under your belt.
Is that important now that the percentage is going to be in everyone's head as they head towards the playoffs?
Very. Like you can see, like last year, like the top three teams were all had the same record, but whoever had the better percentage had the home court advantage. So it's a very big time.
How are you guys feeling now, getting so close to finals? You're a couple games clear of 1-3. Yeah.
We're not really done yet because obviously you're always trying to get the number one spot. So we still got a lot of work to do. We still got Sydney and Melbourne, like really top team trying to chase for the top spot. So just got to anchor down and race for that top spot.
You've only got one away game now. How does that schedule help you guys going forward?
It helps us a lot. Obviously, we've been on the road a lot. So anytime you come back and play in front of a great crowd, it's always amazing.